I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Today, my guest is poet Adela Najarro, the author of two collections of poems, Split Geography and Twice Told Over. And she's also a professor at a community college. And I don't know if you've ever taught at a community college, being a professor of English at a community college, but you have to read, 80 essays every month or so. And so we're going to ask her how she does it, how she balances all this stuff she has to do and still manages to write such wonderful poetry. So stick around and we're going to talk to her. The other day, I was listening to this podcast, a medical doctor. Her name is Ginger Campbell, and she has this podcast called Brain Science, which I think is really a very interesting show. What she does is she has neurologists, neuroscientists on the show, and she talks about the brain. Various aspects of the brain. And I was listening to this one show about brain plasticity. The brain is plastic, that it can always change. And I kind of discovered this idea years ago when I was reading this book called The Brain That Changes Itself. And it's very comforting for me, especially because I'm now in my 50s, and there used to be this idea that your brain, like your body, begins to deteriorate as you're old. But what neuroscience now agrees on across the board, 100%, is that that isn't true, that your brain can continue to develop even into your 50s and 60s and 70s, that if you use your brain in particular areas, that part of your brain will actually grow and make new connections so you can learn new languages, you can learn math. The brain is plastic. If you don't use it, you lose it. Especially important for people who are, kind of my age, because if you don't try new things, if you're not engaged intellectually, your brain begins to literally or figuratively shrink. So I was listening to this podcast, and she had this neurologist on who was talking about plasticity. He talked about something that I thought was really an interesting image that just really struck me. And that image was the squirt fish. Have you ever heard of a squirt fish? I had never heard of a squirt fish either. But apparently a squirt fish has this quality. Its brain will allow it to move within the water, move around rocks and move, here and there. And in fact, there was another neuroscientist in an earlier podcast who had said something about, said that the brain, the human brain really was created to move us across the landscape. That's why the brain was originally created, to move human beings across the landscape. That was its original intention. Brain power equals movement. Apparently this squirt fish will move around until it finds a home. And then once it finds its home, and this is really the interesting thing, and it's a beautiful metaphor, once the squirt fish finds a home, it starts to eat its own brain. It just starts to chew on its brain and eat it until it has no more brain, and all it does is just stay there in that one spot for the rest of its life. Because if the brain is made to move across the landscape, once it quits needing to do that, it quits needing a brain. And I thought, what a beautiful metaphor for human beings. Once you quit moving, once you quit finding the need to move across the landscape, you might as well eat your brain because you're not using it anymore. And I thought about the possibilities of this as a metaphor. I thought, well, maybe this would be a good poem, or maybe I can write about the squirt fish in an essay or something. Because, as a writer, I'm always thinking about ideas that strike me, I assume strike me for some reason, and that there's something valuable in there that I might be able to explore. And so I thought about this squirt fish, and I think, yeah, I don't want to be a squirt fish. I don't want to stay home and start eating my own brain. But then the question is, what is home? What does home represent? My girlfriend, who was wonderful, we lived together. I don't think I would say that, honey, I really need to go out more often. I need to do more things because if I stay home, I'm going to start eating my brain. This is getting a little bit too much. I don't think that's really what I would apply it to unless I, wanted to be manipulative and mean. I think what it means is, if we don't continue to move across the landscape physically, as in terms of exercise and challenges, and intellectually, in terms of learning new things and being engaged in things, but we just decide that that's it. we're done. And we become complacent. I think we really do start eating our brains metaphorically. And what I'm suggesting is if you are a writer, because I'm really interested in the writer's life. In fact, I am currently working on essays about being a writer and the writer's life. And that's kind of what why I love talking to writers. I want to know what their lives are like. I want to know how their lives encourage poetry, like Adela Najarro. How does her life as a community college professor who has to read 80 essays once a month, how does she do that and continue to write poetry? I think it just means that we need to keep aware. We need to keep moving. We need to keep, I don't know. I'm going to do something with this metaphor. I'll be right back. We'll talk to Adela Najarro on Words on a Wire.